Ladies and gentlemen, undivided attention is all that's required here, nothing more. It's not necessary to have good sense. It's not necessary to have common sense. Degrees are not needed. Anything of any value. You just don't need it. Just need you listening. Because this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We need you to be open-minded and receptive to the foolishness that's about to go down. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Make no mistake about it. Ain't no other one badder than this here. Let's get this thing started. Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Kick it on over to Carla Farrell.
Good morning, Steve. Hey, crew.
Bring it on in to the impressionable Keir Jr. Spates.
Morning, Unc. I'm here.
And the king of foolishness, ladies and gentlemen, Nephew Tommy.
I love it.
I talk about for no reason.
I love it.
For no reason.
That's how you started. Uh-huh.
I love it. I love it.
Let's go. Let's kick this morning off.
Yeah. Yeah, we're cracking, baby.
Everything good?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Steve. Come on. Yeah. How about with you? How you feeling?
I feel pretty good, man. I feel pretty good. I'm just like really, really fine, you know.
Don't black out on me now.
No, I was just trying to think of how to describe it.
Okay.
And,
let me ask you something, man. How often you count your money, though? Like once a week, once every 2 weeks?
No,
do you go look at it and look at your zeros?
Did you hear what he said, Tommy?
I don't ever do that.
You don't ever go look at it? Like when you first, when you first got it, did you go look at it?
Where is it that it'll be where you can go see it?
A viewing.
At least online, you know, you go pull up your bank account, like, there it is.
Oh, I thought you meant like look at the actual money.
Yeah, dollars.
Just put it up, just say, okay, there it is.
No, I look at my bank accounts, you know.
Well, Uncle, do you ever call down and say, I want all my money out this bank right now, and then say, I'm just playing?
Well, if you threaten me, I've done that before. If you threaten
you
me. Oh, yeah, if you talk to me crazy, yeah. Yeah, I'll throw you into something.
Oh. Yeah.
I want it.
Oh, you go get you. How many Brinks trucks is that?
It'll take all that. I ain't never really had to do it except once. I ain't had that much, but I had enough down there to be effective. So, bank talked to me crazy one time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I just said, all right, no problem. Just let me have my money. Oh, you're going to have to talk to a manager. That's fine. Let me talk to him. Said I'll be down there tomorrow at 2:30. Need it all in cash. There's about six people in my house that evening.
Trying to get this together.
No, who said something to him? We're gonna straighten this out right now.
I love your banker voice. Come on.
Who the hell is the former employee here who made this mistake? I said it correctly. The former employee here, because you're done.
All right, listen. Coming up at 32 after the hour, have you guys ever walked in on someone having sex, or has someone ever walked in on you having sex, and how embarrassing was that?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about it at 32 after, right after this.